Very, very happy to now be joined by BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebb. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. We got the teams on the ice, so we're feeling pretty good.
Yes, let's start there. I mean, opening weekend now in the books for the 2020-21 BCHL season. Can you just share, I mean, what this milestone means, what it means for the league to be back underway?
Well, really, it's all about the players, Nathan. Getting those guys back on the ice and having them do what they were born to do is really all we need. It's unfortunate we can't have fans in the rink, but we understand that. And the provincial health office has worked very well with us to make sure that our players are safe, our officials are safe, and that we have a very great finish to the season for all of these players.
So obviously you mentioned, yes, it's for the players. Do we have any idea now this past weekend, you know, how many scouts and how many people were watching and tuning in?
I don't have the numbers yet. I'm going to work on that this morning with Jake Baker, who handles our hockey TV account. And Steve Cocker, our executive director, will likely have a good handle on how many scouts were in the buildings. But suffice it to say, our scouts have been waiting for this.
Now, the hockey itself, I mean, I was only able to take in kind of our games and a couple others, but it was really good considering the long layoff. How did you find, like, the level of play overall? Was it as high as it was for the Silverbacks?
Well, I think the guys were keyed up, and, you know, we were concerned about injuries, obviously, when you haven't had contact for such a long time and you come back and you've had a two-week quarantine. You know, we were concerned that there might be some injuries, but the level of play was great. I think, you know, all this time off has given our players a chance to work on their individual skill sets, and I think that's going to show.
Now, obviously, tons and tons of work from the league and you guys on the board putting it in the past several months. Just if you can talk a little bit about how you guys were able to stick with it and really make this happen. How did it happen?
Well, we're pretty hard-headed at the league office, pretty hard-headed at our return to play task force, and pretty hard-headed at the governor's table. We're going to leave no stone unturned. We kept every month having another level of disappointment at not being able to come back. We understood, you know, there was a threat of a second wave in December. You know, the numbers were getting a little bit dicey in January, and so we just decided that what we're going to do is be ready. And the provincial health office has been fantastic to work with. They got that we are not the same as minor hockey, and that these kids are really relying on these games in order for them to have a chance at a scholarship.
Now, one thing that, from what I understand, needed to happen was having a chief medical officer. And for the league, it's Dr. Bob McCormack. Can you just give us a little bit of background maybe on why he's the right guy?
Well, I actually got to Bob through a friend of mine named Greg Chang, who is the dentist for the BC Lions. And when the PHO wanted us to have a name for this chief medical officer, he suggested Bob. And Bob has a wealth of experience. He was a 15-year veteran of our Olympic team as the chief medical officer. And he was exactly the right guy at exactly the right time. And we have to have these conversations, you know, between doctors and doctors. It doesn't make any sense for our trainers or coaches to be in contact with the provincial health office. We needed to have our own representative.
Now, one thing, modern hockey is the motto for this league, and that's not just on the ice, off the ice as well, with the Department of Player Safety really ahead of its time here for junior hockey. When did this idea come up, and why is it important?
Well, the idea came up just before I came on as commissioner 3 years ago, and that was driven largely by our chairman of the Board of Governors, Graham Fraser, who owns the Penticton Vs. I think that what we wanted to do was have more control over aspects of the league that, you know, we're looking like we're putting players in danger. I mean, at the end of the day, modern hockey is getting these kids ready to play at the college level, where there's no fighting, where they have face shields. The type of safety that is instituted at the NCAA level is what we wanted to have instituted, and we wanted to be very professional and measured and disciplined about it. So that took hiring a guy like Brad Lazarowicz with a wealth of NHL experience and somebody who really cares about how the games are officiated and how we discipline our players.
Lastly here, now once this pod season, you know, finishes up, we're getting into May already. Can you kind of give us a, we don't really know, I guess things can change, but moving into next year, is the plan, of course, to kind of start as close to normal on time as possible?
Well, for sure. And I mean, there's no predicting a global pandemic, but we think that the rollout of the vaccine is going to get things, you know, as close to normal as they can be. You know, maybe there's a delay to the start of our season in September. We're not planning on that. We're expecting to have everybody back, but we'll take direction from the provincial health office as always.
Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time, Chris.
Okay, Nathan, take care.